from the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Appalachian Swing and the MSU Country Band. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
You'll be flying like an eagle, spoil the road that lies ahead. And you want to run life's race like a Kentucky thoroughbred. For much more opportunity, come to Morehead State. And you'll be flying like an eagle, spread your wings at MSU. Major in you. Spread your wings at MSU, major in you.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Well, have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Lips are soft as sand, and they taste like gingerbread. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Now when Miss Molly's smiling, sun is dim as bell. When she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell. Oh, 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 me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 529th live performance. It's another Red Barn Radio Morehead State University musical invasion. Tonight we present the MSU Country Band, a talented group of students who are developing both as students of music and as performing musicians. This evening, we'll also present Appalachian Swing, featuring the fiddling of one of the state's finest fiddlers, Roger Cooper. Many of these players have been with us here on Red Barn before and other bands. You'll find out more about these players during our program conversations. For now, though, please give a Red Barn welcome to the first of our featured sets of music tonight, Appalachian Swing.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with tonight's guests. Here's Brad.
Oh, yeah. How sweet is that? Folks, you're here for a Morehead State University musical bonanza this evening. The band you're listening to right now is Appalachian Swing. They are Scott Miller on guitar, Roger Cooper playing the fiddle, Matt Holleran on drums, and Melissa Caskey on bass and also vocals. Scott Miller is playing the guitar, and Scott is an instructor at MSU. Scott, are you responsible for putting the swing band together at MSU?
Well, actually, this is a passion of Roger's, and everyone knows Roger is a world-renowned old-time fiddler, an expert of northeastern Kentucky fiddle music. But he's really passionate about swing music, and especially the Kentucky jazz fiddlers, Bigfoot, Charlie Bigfoot Keaton from Ashland, Kentucky, Marion Sumner, Hazard, Kentucky. Great swing fiddlers. A lot of folks don't know about them, but Roger knows a lot about them. So I thought, well, you know, let's just put together a swing band. And it's been a lot of fun having Melissa and Matt be part of this ensemble.
Thank you.
Where'd you get Matt?
Actually, he was hitchhiking. But he had a snare drum under his arm, and I said, "Hey, Roger, what about this guy?" And he says, "Ah, we give him a shot." And so he played well enough that we gave him a ride.
Did the swing band exist before Matt was around?
No. Actually, Roger and I had played a lot of these tunes. Both Matt and Melissa were students, and I said, "You know, hey, let's get together and try this out." And they said, "Oh, you know, this is a lot of fun." So it's been great to play this music.
Scott, what is it that makes a tune swing?
It's the rhythm that we use. It's the way that Roger plays, the way we play. And then the drummer, it makes a big difference. Matt's a great swinging drummer.
Is swing the kind of thing that you can learn, or is it something that just happens sort of out of life experience and feeling?
No, you can learn how to do that, but it's like all styles of music. You can take a beginner and they learn how to do some things, and then as they gain more experience and as they listen to the great masters of the style, you know, when a fiddler listens to Stefan Grappelli, then they get a taste of greatness, and then they gives them something to shoot for.
Would you cite Django as sort of your seminal influence, or who are some of the other players
he's one of them? I really like Wes Montgomery in terms of jazz and swing. Herb Ellis is a great swing player. Joe Pass.
Now, some of the players you're mentioning there, I don't think of them as players who played with fiddlers.
No. Barney Kessel, for instance, recorded with Stuff Smith, the great jazz fiddler. And I might throw, I'm from Appalachian, Ohio. I grew up around Ironton, Ohio, and Stuff was actually born in Portsmouth, Ohio. What a great fiddler, and Barney Kessel did a lot of recordings, did a great swing recording with Stuff Smith.
Did you start playing this kind of music as a young person?
As a guitar player, I was a flat picker, and I played a lot of fiddle tunes and bluegrass, old-time music. But I played with a lot of great fiddle players, and I've been blessed to play with some of the greatest fiddlers in the nation. And there was a really colorful guitar player in Texas. His name was Wild Bill Lyle from Fort Gates, Texas. Wild Bill was very gracious. I had learned some chords. Play behind just fiddle players, but Bill was very gracious, and he enlarged my repertoire along with other young guitar players. So it went from and I thought, man, that is really cool. So I was playing with fiddle players and began to play this kind of swing rhythm guitar, and that just kind of became part of my life. I was in college. I was playing with a great fiddle player named Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly was Roy Acuff's last fiddler before he died. He was a Grandmaster's fiddle champion. And we traveled all around and played fiddle contests all the way up through the East Coast and as far west as Arkansas. He was a great fiddle player, but I also met great fiddlers like Randy Howard, who passed away a number of years ago, who is from Atlanta, Georgia. Alison Krauss was one of those. I got to play with her when she was 13 and 14 years old.
Kidding.
In fiddle contest. That was a lot of fun. So that style of guitar playing kind of became part of my rhythm playing. So when Roger and I started playing, I did a Kentucky Arts apprenticeship on the fiddle with Roger. He says, man, you can play those chords. Let's do this. So not only did we do old-time music, we did swing music.
What is the art of playing guitar back in a fiddler in a contest?
You can approach it a couple different ways. I mean, you can play, you know, what we're used to hearing. In Texas, there was a great guitar player named Bobby Christman, and his style is different. He would play very, very percussive, while Bill's style was more had a lot of great chords. I learned to play a lot of waltzes from Wild Bill, because guitar players usually get weirded out when someone starts playing a waltz, and so he unlocked some of these keys for me. When you grow up in Deerfield Holler, southeastern Ohio, man, and you get to learn that stuff, man, that's really cool. Because the neighbors down the road didn't do that.
Though you're gone, your love lives on.
Roger, in the fiddle contest, have you ever judged fiddle contests? I got to believe you have.
I have lots of them, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're listening to young players play, are you more interested in the feeling and the emotion they put behind the waltz or in the speed and technique they put behind the hoedown?
I prefer the hoedowns myself.
Ah, I was expecting a different answer, but yeah.
Yeah, but, I love the waltzes too. They're real pretty, but the hoedown is more about old-time fiddling, I think. But they used to make them play a hoedown, a tune of your choice, and a waltz. And then there got to be so many fiddlers around here, they done away with the waltz and just done two. And sometimes they just do one tune. And there's lots of people in that business now, in the fiddle business, young people, you know.
Have you ever done blind judging?
Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
What kind of judging do you think works best in a fiddle contest?
I judged blind judging in the area of Huntington and Ashland area. Truth is, I knew all the fiddle players as they play. I recognized who they was. I was so familiar with most all of them. But I didn't cheat, though. I was fair, you know. Yeah, but they used to put the judges off somewhere in the room and run a speaker in there, you know. But lots of times they'll know who they are anyway, unless it's people from somewhere else, you know. Uh-huh. But if you hear somebody play, you know, just a few times, well, usually you can pick them out again. They have certain signature things, you know, and tone and so forth, rhythm, you know. I never was an expert on judging, you know, but they would pay you more to judge than he would in the contest to play, and it was a sure thing to judge. He's going to get the money, you know. But if you play in the contest, never knew, you know. I had played some with Art Stamper one time. Then I didn't see him again for about 5 years. And so I was playing in a place, and he came in the back door, and he told a guy he couldn't see who was out there. He said, "I know who's playing that fiddle." And he told him it was me. Yeah, he remembered whatever it was. He remembered it, you know. But of course, I don't notice. You know, it's just natural, whatever it is for me. And then I make lots of mistakes that people remember them too. Thank you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Appalachian Swing and the MSU Country Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the MSU Country Band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.